I'm sure that Dr. King is looking down on us here in Denver, noting this is the first political convention in history to take place within sight of a mountaintop. On the day that President Johnson submitted the Voting Rights Act to Congress, he said, "At times, history and fate meet at a single place, at a single time, to shape a turning point in man's unending search for freedom. So it was at Lexington and Concord, so it was at Appomattox, so it was in Selma, Alabama. Tonight, I would add, and so it shall be in Denver, Colorado, with the nomination of Barack Obama to be President of the United States of America." What a remarkable thing it is that a man who came to this convention 4 years ago as the keynote speaker is returning this year as our party's nominee. But for those of us who've known Barack over his decade in public office in Illinois, the yearning for change, the hunger for unity that he's tapped into across this country has a familiar ring. I remember when Barack first decided to run for the United States Senate. He had a remarkable career in the state Senate, reaching across the aisle to put a tax cut into the pockets of working families, to expand health care for more children and parents, and to take on lobbyists who had so much influence in Springfield. But despite this record, most in Springfield didn't take his candidacy all that seriously. The party establishment was skeptical of this young leader from the South Side. They didn't know what to make of a man like Barack, with a father from Kenya, a mother from Kansas, and a funny name. They didn't see how this former community organizer could possibly defeat candidates with more money, more name recognition, more backing from, quote, all the right people. But here's the thing. That race wasn't going to be decided in the halls of power in Springfield or on the lakefront high-rises. It was not going to be decided by the power brokers or the opinion shapers. It was going to be decided by the people of Illinois. Illinois is America. America, we need you to be with Barack Obama. It's great cities and small towns, it's old factories and new industries, it's timeless Midwestern values of faith, of family and hard work. And it's black and white, Latino and Asian, all living together as one Illinois family, as one America. And the people of Illinois were hungry for change, from the old factory towns of our industrial north to the farms of our agrarian south. Families had been struggling to make ends meet in this global economy. And more often than not, they'd been harmed rather than helped by economic policies that failed to help them get ahead and reach their dreams. But what they heard from Barack as he traveled across the state was a message of hope. Whether he was upstate or downstate, whether he was talking with folks who'd been laid off and seen their jobs shipped overseas, or struggling families to keep up with rising costs, whether he was talking with recent immigrants who wanted to know that America had a place for them too, whether he was talking to African Americans who were falling further and further behind, Barack spoke of a powerful idea. The idea that's at the heart of who Barack is. The idea that at the heart of who we are as Americans, and the idea that's at the heart of this campaign, that we all have a stake in each other, that the well-being of the we depends upon the well-being of the he and the she, and that in this country we rise and fall together as one people, as one nation. And what I saw in this campaign is what I'm seeing today. Ordinary men and women of all races, all religions, all walks of life coming together to demand a government in Washington that is as honest and decent and responsible as the American people. Fellow Democrats, this is a historic moment. I know. I grew up with the lessons of another generation, the Selma generation, my father's generation. I know his stories of struggle and sacrifice, of fear and division. I know America is still a place where dreams are too often deferred and opportunities too often denied. But here's what I also know. I know that while America may not be perfect, our union can always be perfected. I know that what we can achieve when good people with strong convictions come together around a common purpose. And I know what a great leader can do to help us build common ground. America, we need such a leader who can heal the wounds of the last 8 years, a leader who knows that what unites us is greater than what divides us. America, we need Barack Obama in the White House. I know Barack Obama. I've seen his leadership at work. I've seen the difference he's made in the lives of people across Illinois, and that's why I know, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our families and the future we hold in common, he is the leader we need right now. 45 years to the day after a young preacher called out, "Let freedom ring." In this fourth week of August, in this mile-high city, Democrats, freedom in America has never rung from a higher mountaintop than it does today.